John 19:30. Okay, you ready? All right, let's read it together. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Amen. The last words he spilled when Jesus Christ died on the cross, before he died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." Hallelujah. I love the song. There's a great anointing today with that song.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have won the victory.
You have won the victory.
You have won it all for me.
You have won it all. That's the key word there.
Amen.
Can you give this song?
Hallelujah.
Sing. Just a cappella. So,
Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me.
Okay. See, you have won it. That's the key word.
Amen.
You have won it?
All.
Not some, but all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ on the cross, he solved our sins, plural.
Amen.
Our action, right? The sins that we commit through our life, in our life, through action. Also, he took care of the sin, singular, S-I-N. And he's talking about the person. We are born sinner. That's why we sin. Do you understand? We're born sinner, that's why we sin. If we're not a sinner, we will not sin. God took care of our sins, plural, sin, singular. God took care of the devil on the cross.
Amen.
Devil, it has been crushed. The head of the enemy has been crushed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has won it all.
Amen.
And God also crucified the world. Our flesh, death, condemnation, everything took care on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why this is such a powerful statement. You have won it all for me.
Amen.
And even our Christian life, victory is guaranteed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are in Christ, he will lead you out. He will lead you throughout the journey of your faith, and he will be victorious.
Amen.
Christian life is not by my deeds. It's not by my effort. It's by what he has done on the cross.
Amen.
It is finished.
Amen.
It is finished.
Amen.
So relax, my brothers and sisters. You are in the house of God. You are in the presence of God. You are in Christ Jesus. Relax, because he will lead you through.
Amen.
He will lead you through.
Amen.
This part is amen group. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Just this part here. This part. The rest, quiet. And this is dead.
That's it.
Amen. Oh, one came alive. One came alive. There's resurrection spirit right there.
Oh,
Jesus. Amen. Two rise again.
Amen.
Who said that? Hallelujah. Jesus is alive.
Yeah, the
source
is power. Da, ba, 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 ba.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you awake?
Yes.
You know, I know your work is very hard. I know. Your work is very hard, huh? What do you think? It's hard or easy?
It's hard.
We go from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
8 a.m. to 11 p.m. How many hours? 14, 17, 15 hours. May God bless you. Oh, I will massage you, brother. I will massage you. You work too hard. Too hard. Ay, go, recently. 힘들어? She works night time, night shift. Want to do night shift too? And you came to church? Where's your baby?
Baby has
to leave. 아, 오케이, 오케이. 얼마나 힘들어. 지금 우리 외국인들이 여기 와서 앉아있는 대부분 외국인들이 밤 일하고 하루에 15시간씩 일하고 죽으라고 일하고 힘 다 빠지고 해서 와가지고 좀 앉아있는 거예요. 그래서 외국인들이 와서 예배하는 게 뭐라고 그랬대? 아까 뭐라고 그랬대?
과부의 두레돈.
과부의 두레돈을 드리는 이런 예배. 네. According to Pastor Song, she testifies that you work so hard, you came here to worship. It's like you're giving all you have. You're giving all you have. And God is well pleased to receive your worship. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
God is proud of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is proud of you. But God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be recharged. God wants you to be recovered.
Amen.
And be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let amen be contagious here. You're only here. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Very good. But don't say it with bitter heart. Amen.
Amen.
I feel like you are want to bite me or something. But Bible said you glorify Jesus through your words, through your lips. It's the fruit of your lips. Amen?
Amen.
When you go to heaven, there's going to be apple tree, banana tree, peach tree. Every time you say amen, another apple. Amen? Another apple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it's the fruit of your lips. We are bearing lots of fruits, not only with our deeds, but with our words. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Do the high five person next to you. Say, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. One more time. Hallelujah. Won it all for us. Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to talk about fact, faith, and experience. Those three words. Everybody say fact.
Fact.
Come on, say it. Fact.
Fact.
Faith.
Faith.
Experience.
Experience.
66 books of the Bible talks about three words. You can summarize the entire Bible with those three words. What is it? Come on, what is it? This role. She's up.
Fact. Faith, experience.
And this group can do better. 시작!
Fact, faith, experience.
Amen.
Amen.
So those three words can summarize the entire Bible. So let's talk about the definitions of those three words. Fact. Okay, let's read the definition together. Ready? Begin.
The fact is God's promise, His redemption,
His words. And the price of his gifts he has given to man. Amen.
Amen.
What is the fact? It is God's
promise.
God's promise. How many books of the promise there in the Bible?
66 books.
66 books of the promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many promise?
66 books.
So how many books are you taking it as you promise? One book?
No.
One chapter?
No.
One verse?
No.
I pray that you can receive all the promises in the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the promises. Amen.
Amen.
Not just one book, but 66 books in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so that's the fact. That's the fact. Meaning that's the truth. We have the fact. When Jesus Christ says, it is finished, means he has accomplished something, right? He has accomplished something, and that becomes a fact.
Amen.
So we have wonderful fact in the Bible. Wonderful fact.
Amen.
When you get when you get to know this wonderful fact in the Bible, you and I will be enriched. We will be we'll be blessed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to the next word. Faith. Faith. What is the definition of faith? Ready? Faith is not only believing in God, but also
it is
salvation and works. It is the act of trusting upon His promises. Thus, faith allows us to experience the fact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So get this now. Here's the fact. Here is God's promises. And faith is, it's a way to experience. It's the way to experience the fact. You have the fact and you want to experience it, you want to make it real in your life, then what do? You believe. You need faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith is the only way that you can experience the fact. Faith is the only way you can experience the promises of God.
Amen.
There are so many Christians, so-called Christians out there, but there are two groups. One group, they only know the fact. But they only know the fact as their knowledge. They're not experiencing. Can you give me light Bible? This is very heavy. Oh, my arm is so heavy. Oh, very light. We change.
Okay.
We change Bible. How many will change? Okay. So one group, they only know the fact and they're not experiencing it. There are very few people who know the Bible or who actually experiencing it. Are you experiencing the Bible? Are you what degree? What books? What scriptures are you experiencing it? If you're experiencing, that means you have faith upon that scripture. Because you will only experience when you have that when you have the faith for that particular scriptures. Hallelujah. What is the experience? Let's read together. Begin. Experience.
Experience is the lifestyle of the believers that come out from trusting in God.
It is to live out all the victories and accomplishments of Christ. It is the act of living out God's faith. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Experience means that you are living out. You are living out the scriptures. When you are experiencing it, then you are living out. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 says, "For to me to live is Christ." To live is Christ.
Amen.
When you live out Christ, then you are experiencing Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that in your life that Jesus is real and Jesus reveals in your life, Jesus manifests His power, His glory in your life. I pray that you will experience Christ in your daily life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the only way you can experience Christ is when you have faith.
Mm.
When you have faith.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Did you know? You know, there's a father, son, okay? Father, son. Let's do a demonstration. It's better when we show brothers. Come. Come on. Toki. Okay. You sit. He comes. Because they look similar. Your father, his son, right?
Okay.
It makes sense, huh? His father, your son, not.
My father.
Your father, your son. Okay. So, now, he's very rich. Amen?
Oh, amen.
In Christ, in your spirit, you're rich. But the actual life. Let's not talk about the actual life. Let's not talk about the physical life. Let's only talk about spiritual life. Okay, anyway. He's really rich now, let's say, okay? This is a story, just illustration now. He's very rich, millionaire. If he's a millionaire, his son is what? Also?
Millionaire.
Yes, sorry, son of millionaire, who is father. Okay, now, you're getting old now, okay? You are 70, 80 years old now. Okay, good. Now, before you die, you're gonna write will. We call it will, right? You understand? W-I-L-L, will. Will means a letter father writes before he dies. Saying, I'm going to give all my possession to my son. That's will, okay? These days, many troubles occur between father and son and family members. So they have to seal it with lawyer's sign. So I'm a lawyer now. Okay, you.
I give my all possession and property to my son.
What's his name?
Nimoy.
Yeah.
My son
Nimoy. Okay. Then I sign. I'm the lawyer. Huh? Lawyer, I sign.
Free of cost.
Okay, lawyer. Right. So, here's a will now. Now, this will becomes inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
This will, when it passed down to son, becomes inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, and when it becomes inheritance, he's ready to use it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you can, the son can only use it when he dies. So you die. So he's dead now? You sit down. You're dead. So he died, now it's yours! So you have to thank God that your father died. You have to thank God that he's died. Because he died,
I can just this process.
Because he died, this becomes inheritance.
Amen.
If he didn't die, he cannot use.
Amen.
You understand that?
Amen.
This is only a will, but it does not become inheritance until he dies.
That's true.
And the scripture says Jesus Christ gave us the inheritance.
Amen.
The heavens and the earth inheritance.
Amen.
All the possessions of the world.
Amen.
The authority in the heavens and the earth is yours.
Amen.
But it is true, it becomes yours when he dies.
Amen.
Thank you. When he dies. Amen. When Jesus Christ dies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And praise the Lord, Jesus Christ came into this earth as a man, incarnation, and he died on the cross.
Amen.
Not only for our sins, yes, for our sins, but he died for everything.
Amen.
He died on the cross for everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died on the cross for the poverty of your life.
Amen.
He died on the cross for the success of your life.
Amen.
He died on the cross for the victory of your life.
Amen.
He died on the cross for the abundant life of your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why that song is true.
Amen.
You have made, done it all.
Amen.
You have won it all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
That's why Jesus Christ had to come and died on the cross to make that inheritance real.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Who wants the inheritance? Who wants the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
You want the inheritance?
Yes.
Huh?
Amen. I want.
You want it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's yours.
Amen.
It's yours.
Amen.
You know why? Because Jesus Christ died.
Amen.
He died on the cross.
Amen.
Because he died, now the inheritance is yours. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's mine.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Do you get this? Oh brother and sister, do you get this?
Amen.
It's a wonderful truth. Because Jesus Christ died, it's ours now.
Amen.
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 It's a wonderful truth.
Amen.
That's why on the table of communion, remember the death of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What he has done for us.
Amen.
He not only died for our sin, he not only died for our sins, he died for all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's that? Hebrews 9:15. Read it together. Ready? Begin.
That is why he is the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people,
so that all who are invited can receive the eternal inheritance God has promised them. For Christ died to set them free from the penalty of the sins they had committed under the first covenant. Now when someone dies and leaves a will, No one gets anything until it is proved that the person who wrote the will is dead. The will goes into effect only after the death of the person who wrote it. While the person is still alive, no one can use the will to get any of the things promised to them.
Amen. Amen. You see, no one gets anything until it is proved that the person who wrote the will is dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago. Therefore, we have proved now. It is effective.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. It's on effect. What is that word there? What is that word? Huh? Mm. See that? It says it. It's verse 17. The will goes into effect only after the death of the person.
Amen.
After Jesus Christ died on the cross, now it is effect. Mm. Effective for you and I to use the will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I give you another illustration. You have money in the bank?
I do.
A little.
All of you, you have some money in the bank, right?
Yes.
You have some money in the bank, right? So the money in the bank, in your bank, is the fact.
Yes.
When you withdraw the money, that's a faith. When you use the money, that's experience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You like it, Jeremiah? You like it?
Yeah.
All right? So you have money, you have faith to withdraw. I have $2 in my bank. I have faith, therefore, I write and then withdraw money. I have faith. I just withdraw. If I don't have faith, I know there is money in the bank, but I will never get to withdraw it. How sad.
That's true.
How sad. The money in the bank! Okay? God sent $1,000,000 to your bank. What do you think? You're happy?
Yes.
Huh? God sent $1,000,000, not $1,000,001. $1,000,001 is different. $1,000,000 I'm talking about. $1,000,000 means il ok. Ok. Don't say il ok, then ok. you can die by saying il ok. Ok is not good. So God sent you $1,000,000, right? $1,000,000 to your bank, and you know there is, that's the fact, but if you never withdraw and use it, how sad. How sad. Sally, this is $2. It's a, okay? I bless you and your daughter with $2. Okay? This will be a symbol in your life that you're going to withdraw God's blessings from the Bible. You're going to use your faith. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Amen? 무슨 말인지 알아요?
네,
알아요. 오케이, 알았으면 됐어. 자, 기프트. First, what you need to do is first, believe. Believe that you have money in the bank. Second, you have to withdraw it and use it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to believe God's promises. Believe God's promises. God's promises are good promises. God's promises are wonderful promises. Hallelujah.
Amen.
First you believe, then you use it, you exercise it. Simple. Believe and exercise. Hallelujah. That's the message today. Fact. Come on, everybody say. Fact.
Faith.
Experience. You want to experience God?
Amen.
Do you want to experience God?
Amen.
Okay, ask the person next to you. Do you want to experience God?
Do you want to experience God?
Amen.
Then use your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 1:30. Corinthians 1:30. Okay, you ready? Let's read together. Recite together. Are we ready? Begin.
It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us the wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is because of Him that you are in Christ. It's because of Jesus Christ we are in Christ Jesus. Everybody say, I'm in Christ Jesus.
I'm in Christ Jesus.
Right? Because if you are in Christ Jesus, then you... Okay, who has become for us wisdom? Jesus Christ is our wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our holiness. Amen.
Amen.
And He is our redemption. You see, Amen. If you are in Christ Jesus, listen. Listen. If you are in Christ Jesus now, you are one with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are one with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what is His, that is yours.
Amen.
What is His is mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's recite together now with me. Come on. Church. Okay? Declare together. In Christ.
In Christ.
Louder. Come on. In Christ.
In Christ.
I'm righteous.
I'm righteous.
In Christ.
In Christ.
I'm holy.
I'm holy.
In Christ.
In Christ.
I'm rich.
I'm rich.
In Christ.
In Christ.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy?
Amen.
Lord.
Only in Christ.
Amen.
Outside Christ, no happiness.
That's true.
No peace.
Okay. I'll show you the last story, okay, to wrap up my message. The Israelites, God has given Israelites the good land. God promised the good land starting with Abraham, right? Isaac and Jacob and Joseph, and finally to the story that goes down to Moses. Okay? So when Israelites came out of the Egypt, God promised to Israelites that God would give them good land, the land of Canaan. That was the fact. Okay? The fact is, good land belongs to the Israelites. The fact is, the good land has been given as a gift to the Israelites. That's the fact. But only two people experienced the good land. Out of 2 million who came out of the Israelites, out of the 2 million who came out of the Israelites, who came out of the Egypt, the Israelites, 2 million of Israelites, only two experienced the fact of the good land. Who are they?
Joshua
and
Caleb.
I pray that you and I, we will become Joshua and Caleb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are 10 spies. There were 10 spies who went to see the good land. When they went to see the good land, what happened? They were giants. A descendant of Anakites, Nephilim. Nephilim means they were giants. Okay? And those spies, those young people, this is what they confess. Compared to the Anakites, the giants looking people, we were like the grasshoppers. You know grasshoppers, huh? Small. We're so small compared to the giants we're looking at. And this is crazy. God promised us the promised land, the good land. Now we came here and we look at them and they're giants. And we're like a grasshoppers. So they grumble and they complain to Moses. And they say, we want to return to Egypt. Egypt spiritually means world. Amen. And they're saying that we want to go back to return to the world. The Pharaoh at that time is a symbol of Satan. We want to go back to the world under Satan. How miserable Israelites looked. But Caleb was different. Caleb didn't say, this is impossible. No, this is exactly what he said. Let's look at, is there a scripture there? This is what he said. This is what he said. He says, let us go up at once and take possessions, for we are well able to overcome it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We are well able to overcome it. See, Caleb looked at those giants as his food. Not
impossible.
Not impossible, but he looked at it as his own food.
Amen.
Are you going to look at your enemy and be scared and chickened out and go away, run away? Or are you going to look at your enemies and you're going to say, they are my enemy, they are my food. And I'm going to eat them and swallow.
Amen.
Sometimes it's hard to swallow it, but when you swallow it, you're going to destroy them. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to overcome them. Amen.
Amen.
Because remember, Jesus Christ says on the cross, remember, what did he say?
It is finished.
Come on, church.
It is finished.
What did he say?
It is finished.
Come on. What did he say?
It is finished.
What's finished?
Amen.
Everything.
What's finished?
Everything.
The enemy is just finished.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Enemy has been destroyed already.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you encounter your enemies, remember this word, it is finished. So the enemies you are seeing is not the reality, it's the shadow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Caleb says, oh, we are well able to overcome it. And guess what happened? So Caleb and Joshua, only two people out of 2 million, they went into the land of Canaan and possessed the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the fact is a good land. But only two people experience. Are you going to be Caleb or are you going to be rebellion people? I pray that you and I will become Caleb. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I pray that you are going to be Caleb. Amen.
Amen.
Not only know the fact, but you will experience it.
Amen.
You will experience it.
Amen.
Even today, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will experience His power.
Amen.
You will experience His love.
Amen.
You will experience His presence.
Amen.
Open your mouth and say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Every time I declare the word of God, you say amen.
Amen.
And that's how you eat the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you eat the word of God, the faith, the life of Jesus Christ will grow within you. Amen.
Amen.
I'll show you one last story. There's a prodigal son story. Remember, right? Prodigal son story. And the father was rich. And there was a first son. Remember, the second son went away, squandered. He wasted all of everything, and he came back. And let's talk about the first son. Remember, first son was there, right? The first son complained when the second son came, and father threw a big party, killing the calf and everything. And the first son said, "I'm not going to join that party," and he complained. And this is what he said: "Father, you never killed even a goat.
Goat.
you never even killed a goats for me, and you are killing all this fat and calf for your son, your prodigal son. It's not fair." And this is what the father said: "Everything I have is yours. You have been with me all 3 years. Everything I have is yours." You know what that means? The first son never asked for it. The first son never asked for it. See, first son knows the fact that his father is rich, but he never experienced the richness of his father. Hallelujah! Yeah. Because he never asked. Listen, you and I, we have a right to ask. We have a right to experience
Amen.
The richness of our father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's, so therefore, you know the fact, and you want to experience it, then you need the faith.
Amen.
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 I pray that you're experienced God today.
Amen.
Let's go through some scriptures quickly. Go through some scriptures now here. No. That's pass. John 3:16. Okay, this is John 3:16. Okay, John 3, let's read together. This is the fact now. This is the scripture, right? This promise. Okay, ready? Begin. Read together.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.
I pray that none of you, as soon as you walk into this open church door, I pray that none of you will end up in the lake of fire, the hell. I pray that all of you will be saved. You will have eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Bible says this is the fact. This is the promise, right? Bible promise. You will not perish, meaning you will not end up in the lake of fire. You will not perish, but you will have eternal life. So who has eternal life?
Jesus Christ.
Who has eternal life?
Jesus Christ.
You have to?
Believe.
You have to believe. Hallelujah. Whoever
believes
in him.
Amen.
Believes in him. But the original word scripture in Greek, if you look at it carefully, that word in is into. Okay? Now look at this. You have to be awake now. You have to listen. Okay, get this now. If you have eternal life, that means you have believed into. Now, what does it mean by into? Into means that you are somewhere and you are coming out of where you are and you are entering into somebody. You understand? In order for you to go into somebody, that you have to let go of where you are. Okay? So that's what it means. If you believe into Jesus Christ, then you will have eternal life. So eternal life is a promise, it's a fact. But how to have it? You have to believe into. Hallelujah. You see, man? Fact, faith, experience. So if you have a right faith, then you will experience it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here you have to believe into. Now wherever you are, you have to come out of. Listen, you have to come out of the world and you have to enter into Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to come out of Satan and you have to enter into Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You have to come out of your flesh and enter into Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
One foot is in the world, one foot is in Jesus. And you say, Jesus, save me. Is that going to work?
No.
That's not what it means when Bible says believe into. You have to not just one leg come out, but both legs have to come out.
Amen.
Both legs have to come out and come out of yourself and then enter into Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's faith. Amen?
Amen.
That's faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we say Lord Jesus. Jesus means Savior. That's why we say Lord Jesus. Jesus is our Lord. He's the Master. When you say it, that means you are going to obey Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a fact. You want to experience it? Yes. You believe it. Believe means obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Next scripture. Okay, next. Okay, Ephesians 3:20. Let's read it together. Begin.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us.
Amen.
Amen.
Here's a promise. Here's the fact. What's the fact? That God can do immeasurably. He's able to do immeasurably. Mm-hmm. He's able to do more than you ask.
Amen.
He's able to do abundantly.
Amen.
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 Remember, I declare the word of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He's able to do immeasurably.
Amen.
But there's a condition. How does He work immeasurably? According to His
power.
Hallelujah. According to His
power
that is at work
within
me. Within me. Where? He's talking about the Spirit. In my spirit, Holy Spirit dwells. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Holy Spirit and my spirit has joined together because it has become one spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. It has become one spirit. Here's the fact. God is going to do immeasurably, abundantly. He's able. But you want to experience it? You have to use your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the faith is, it's not somewhere there. Faith is already is in your spirit.
Amen.
That's what he's saying here. At work within you. You have to trust and you have to believe the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, God is spirit, therefore anyone who wants to worship must worship in
spirit.
In spirit first.
In spirit.
In
spirit.
When God created man, Adam, when God created with the dust, and then He breathed the breath of life. Neshama. Neshama is what?
Spirit.
Spirit. If you know your spirit, you will succeed in your journey of your faith.
Amen.
If you do not know your spirit, you cannot succeed because God is spirit.
Right.
Everything is about spirit.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If your spirit is healthy, then it will overflow to your soul level. Your thought, your emotion, your will. And you will be at peace. You will experience richness.
Amen.
Do you have one more scripture? Okay, Philippians 4:13. Ready? Begin.
I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
One more time.
I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
Amen.
Talk to the person next to you of this scripture. Talk to the person next to you. Go ahead.
I can do everything
through Him who gives me strength.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fact is,
I can do everything.
You can do all things.
Amen.
That's the fact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fact is, you can do all things. You want to experience God's ability, God's power? You got to use your faith. And the faith is what? I can do everything what? Through?
Him.
Through?
Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is in Christ and through Christ and by Christ, for Christ. Everything is about Christ. Jesus Christ is our faith. He's the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
God is willing to do abundantly for you.
Amen.
But do you have faith? You use your faith. And the faith is not your feeling. Faith is not your talent. Faith is not some kind of knowledge. Faith is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Faith is the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are plenty of scriptures, promises. Now, why don't you experience it through faith?
Amen.
It's yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This afternoon, let's all declare that Jesus Christ has done it all. It is finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 그 찬양. Hallelujah. And He has done it all. Are you ready to declare this truth to the world?
Amen.
Let's all stand together.